Morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning. Glad you're with us. I'm Tom Hall. On Thursday night, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History and Culture will celebrate its 10th anniversary with a concert by the internationally acclaimed jazz, soul, and R&B singer Mesa. Mesa grew up here in Baltimore, and she still calls Baltimore home. She studied classical singing at Morgan State University, and she has toured the world with the likes of Stevie Wonder and the British jazz funk band Incognito. 20 years ago, she released her first solo album, and last month, she released a new album to mark that milestone. Here's the title cut. It's called Back to Love.
When we first met, I was guarded and unsure. The hurt from my past made me close every open door. It's becoming so clear, you're the
Mesa joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
It is so great to meet you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And I got to tell you, I love this record.
Oh, thank
you. It is terrific. Now, your last album, Blue Velvet Soul, got you a Grammy nomination.
Yeah, my first one.
Yeah, for Best R&B Traditional Performance. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really delights me about this record is the range of it.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so you got the Grammy nomination for R&B, but there's soul, there's jazz, there's... dance music on this. I mean, the range is huge. I mean, is there a particular place that you know, describes your vibe the best?
Not really. I think my degree is, you know, is in classical performance or vocal performance, and I've kind of pride myself in being able to sing anything. That's what I was taught. Being on the Morgan State University choir, we went from classical to gospel, R&B, jazz, we did it all. So it's kind of inside of me what I learned back then at Morgan, and it's still with me today.
Yeah, you were there with the great legendary Dr.
Yes,
Nathan Carter.
Absolutely.
Who was just such
Uncle
a
Nate.
Gift. Yeah, he was such a treasure in this town. Yeah. And the concerts, the Morgan Choir concerts in those days and still today under the direction of Eric Conway are a huge mix of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where you
That's where I cut my teeth. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's a tune on this album called Keep It Moving.
I grabbed your lines, been hanging all this time, 'cause I want to believe all the things you said to me. But less words, more deeds, this is what I like to see. Yeah, I hear you talk.
And this one, I wonder if this is something of a stylistic departure from what you have done, you know, in these other records over the last 20 years. This is kind of a new thing.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, when I asked Stokely to join me on this record, I asked him for a really funky, up-tempo, throwback and modern vibe. And he gave me all of it in one song. And it's really great. You know, I mean, he's just such a great singer-songwriter. And it was
so tell us about Stokely.
He's just awesome. Just a beautiful person. I mean, he's been the lead singer and drummer, been conditioned for a long time. And he's just a beautiful soul. He's, you know, in this industry, it's so rare to meet genuine people. And it was very nice to meet somebody like him.
Mm-hmm. And you met a bunch of different folks for this record. I mean, you collaborated with all sorts of
Phil
people.
Perry was, he's one of the best, one of the greatest iconic falsettos in the country, and I think in this world, basically. But he's not, I don't think he's known as enough for that. He's very popular in certain scenes, in certain areas of music, but I just think that he really, I mean, he definitely could have been an opera singer, I believe.
Yeah, and so could you. Right? Yeah. Did you ever try that?
I did. I thought about it for like a split second, but I just know jazz music and soul and R&B had been calling me since I was a kid, so I knew that's really where I wanted to go. But thank God for that classical training, because it's really sustained me for the last 25 years.
I mean, it really helps to have a good, solid vocal technique.
Absolutely.
Because if you're working all the time, as you do, I mean, you're traveling, you're singing. Sometimes you're traveling and singing in the same day.
That in the same day, and it's really rough.
That can wreck a voice if you don't produce it correctly.
Right,
you
got
to have the chops, the technique to
produce it. Yeah, and people don't understand how important that is, because we're such, in a world where everything's instantaneous, fame and all that kind of stuff, where people are reaching for it, they don't understand how to hone your craft and be an artist. That's really what it's about, and it's really important. So the training is very important.
Here's a tune called Heavenly Voices from the new album Back to Love.
Every time I open my heart, I see heavenly voices.
So this is a jazz piece, but it's kind of inspired by spirituals.
Yeah,
it
is.
Did you sing a lot in church, too, in addition to Morgan?
No, I didn't. Not a lot at all. I wasn't raised in a church. My parents raised me with this kind of spiritual background. And we believe in God, and we believe in love and all that kind of stuff. And so I wasn't a churchgoer, but it's just that, to me, love is everything to me. And it's always been that way since I was a kid. I lead with love throughout my whole life. And so I really want to help people. I want people to be inspired by that and understand that everything's not so negative all the time.
And, of course, you know, you did sing a spiritual or two or 2000.
I did.
When you were at Morgan.
Sure did. Absolutely.
So, you know, you're steeped in that style, but then, you know, you make it your own.
Right.
You know, and tell us about your work with Stevie Wonder.
That was fantastic.
He is kind of a mentor to you, hasn't he?
He is. When I was at my last year at Morgan, he came to sing with the choir, and my best friend was singing with him already, and I auditioned. I passed the audition, but I wasn't finished Morgan yet, so I asked him, could I come out the next year? And as soon as I graduated, I called him, and he was like, yeah, come on, I'm working on Jungle Fever Project, and you can sing background on that. It was amazing.
Yeah, and you toured with him?
Mm-hmm. We did a tour of all the, with Spike Lee, when we were doing the, soundtrack tour, kind of movie tour.
Yeah, so you spent a good bit of time with
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was about a year. And then for my album, Motions of Love, he wrote a song called Have Sweet Dreams, which is beautiful. And he allowed me to sing. I was in the studio when he just came to him. He wrote it. I watched him write that song, which was amazing.
On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. My guest this morning is Mesa. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about the release of her new CD. Just came out last month. It's called Back to Love. So you have a tune here on the album called Last Chance for Love, mm-hmm. Speaking of love. This is kind of a 70s mm-hmm. soul ballad.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of Last Chance for Love.
Hush, baby, please, not another word. I understand everything I've heard. And I've lived life too. Yes, it's true.
So talk about the production process. I'm really, really impressed with the production values of this album.
Oh, wow.
No two tunes sound alike.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, it's a really interesting instrumental treatments and vocal mm-hmm. treatments. Mm-hmm. How do you choose them? What's that collaborative process when you're working with? Because you work with different people on different tunes.
Right. So my main producer, Chris Big Dog Davis, the way we work together is either I come to him and I sing the parts to the song, like the music, like the instruments. I'll sing drums, I'll sing bass parts, I'll sing that kind of thing. And then he'll take it and he'll come back like a week later and he'll have the whole song kind of spread out and written out. And when I choose songs. People send me music and I can choose the music that I like. And then if I'm inspired by that, then I can write to that music. Like, for instance, J.R. Hudson, who works a lot with Jill Scott, he sent me the songs Smiling and Miracle. And when I heard Smiling, he sent me the music. It was no lyrics to it, but the first word I saw in my mind was Smiling. And so that's how that came to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a different process, maybe a little bit for each song.
Oh, yeah.
But overarching, I mean, you start by picking them, figuring mm-hmm. out what you have in mind, and mm-hmm. then you just negotiate with the
right.
various producers
right.
what they got in mind.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's a tune that you have on this album I also really love a lot. It's called Tear It Up, Tear It Down. So this one not only is an indication of the great production values, mm-hmm. but as you were speaking before, this also is all about spiritual values.
Yeah,
more you say, what you're going to do when the world comes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to be ready or are you going to be still BSing? Which one is it going to be, you know? And I had to say that it really is speaking to myself. And it started out because I'm just trying to get my weight off. And I'm doing things like, if anything with music or with taking care of my son, I'm like there 1,000,000% and I'm on it. But when it comes to that, I tend to lack something. I don't know what it is where I can't seem to get that done. So I was kind of writing the song to myself, and then it became a more spiritual thing. Let me spread this out. I see this song, and I hear it, and I'm praying so hard that the Olympics get this song, because it sounds like an athlete's kind of inspirational song, and I really hope it really works out to that, something near that.
Yeah, this is a 20-year anniversary of your first solo album. Mm-hmm. 16 of those years are years you've had with your son. Does this represent a new chapter, a new, you know, some new possibilities as to what you can do professionally?
At this point, for a little while, these last 4 years or so, it's been a little bit hard to go on the road and leave him. But now he's getting older, and he's ready to go to college. So I'll be a little more free to do things I need to do and not be worried about my son so much. But yeah. I mean, I'm always going to worry. I'm a worry mom, but you know, that kind of thing. But he's getting older, and he wants to be a musician also.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're going to see what happens with that.
Great. What's his name?
His name is Jazz.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jazz.
Yeah,
there you
Jazz
go.
Okuru.
There you go. Uh-huh. You know, so you're this little girl. Mm-hmm. You write about this on your website, and mm-hmm. your mom takes you to see a production of Pearly,
mm-hmm.
great Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to yourself, that's what I want to do. I want to be on that stage singing.
Yeah.
But and I bet there are folks listening to us right now. They're students in high school.
Oh, yeah.
They're students in college. They're at mm-hmm. Morgan. They're at Towson. They're at UMBC. They're mm-hmm. in, you know, University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And they're mm-hmm. saying, I want to do that too.
Right.
So your dream did come true.
You
do this for a living.
Yes.
And you've done really well. You do it internationally.
Thank you.
What's your advice for those young kids who are listening to you who want to be you?
Wow. My biggest advice is to hone your craft and be an artist first. And not worry about any kind of fame and glory and all that kind of stuff. The idea is to make music to help people through their lives. That's what the whole point of music is. That's what the whole point of, I think, it should be. I think you should get people around you who are of like mind, who have a specific goal and who have a positive way to make that goal happen. Try to stay away from negative people. Get a really good attorney. And I think you'll be okay.
A good attorney.
And
positive people.
Yes.
There you go. That's good advice for the music business. Well, it's been a delight talking to
thank
you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank
and,
you so much.
You know, good luck with the record. It sounds
thank
terrific.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Mesa will be appearing in concert Thursday night in a performance to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History and Culture. Show starts at 7, and on Saturday at the Lewis Museum, the Dance Theater of Harlem will present a special performance in conjunction with the museum's current exhibition, Dance Theater of Harlem, 40 Years of Firsts. That performance begins Saturday at 8 o'clock, and the exhibition about the Dance Theater of Harlem will be at the Lewis until the end of August. We've got all the details on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Monday morning here on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. That means it's time to check in with theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Judy's up next. Stay with us.
I can't believe it.